evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz. Today, we have a guest with us, of course, like always. His name is Javier Toro. Javier is going to talk to us about something that is really important and that we don't even think about it, but he'll make you think. Okay, so he was born in Puerto Rico. He is a resident of the Lehigh Valley for the last 30 years. He studied history and political science. With 15 years of experience in different nonprofit agencies, his heart is helping others. En esta nueva etapa, Javier says, in this new season of his life, he wants to dedicate himself to educating people about your financial stability. And in this journey, he wants to make us a little more intelligent. I hope I learned something about this, you know, about money. Whoa, money, yes. And also to prepare us for life emergencies in a bright future. So ladies and gentlemen, I want Javier to tell us more about himself and introduce himself in Spanish, English, however he feels comfortable.
No problem. Thank you, Aurea, for being so kind and inviting me to your show. I just want to say thank you to you and to the audience. Let's do this a little fun. We do a bilingual or a Spanglish conversation, yeah, in order to help people that also speak Spanish and English, they can understand better what we are talking here. I'm born and raised in Puerto Rico. Llevo viviendo aquí en el Lehigh Valley 30 años, 30 years of my life in the Lehigh Valley. For many years, 15 years, I work in nonprofit organizations, and that's what drives me in life, helping others. Yeah, that's something that I always do. Since I was young, I always was very involved with other activities when I was young in Puerto Rico, with sports, things like that. Now, in this stage of my life, like you were saying at the beginning, I'm focused on financial services because I think, based on personal experience, we live in a society that everything is about money. For good or for bad, that's the way it is. And you never receive a formal education on how money works, yeah, or how you have to do with your money when you have. People don't explain to you how credit card works. They don't tell you if you want to open a bank account, what you need to do, how you balance your checking account. None of that information is given to you. I mean, consider myself a well-educated person. I went to school, I went to college, I went to grad school, but I never, ever take a class on money, on how money works. And probably you experienced that, or you know somebody that experienced that, that once you start in college, the first thing that you start receiving is a lot of mailing about credit cards. Mm-hmm. All pre-approved. You just have to sign it in the back and you get the credit card. But if you don't know how credit card works, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Yeah, and they put it so nice in the letter. You was approved for that amount of money, and then they send it to you, the credit card, and you start using it, but you don't understand how that works. You don't understand how interest work on a credit card.
And mostly they're targeting young people.
Oh, yeah.
And that really, you know, they say, I just want to go to the mall. Give me, and they say, whoa, a credit card. That's for me. That's yeah. I used to do that. And that's what I got in a lot of trouble too.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Yeah. You're not the only one. Everybody. I have those issues also when I was young. I don't know how to use a credit card. I don't know how. Okay, you have a minimum payment. You keep paying your minimum payment, but your balance never go down.
They go
the opposite way. They keep going up and up and up. And you don't understand why. Because I'm making my payments every month.
Exactly.
Why my balance never go down?
I pay $15 and the interest is 36%.
Yeah, because the interest rate is a lot higher than what you pay every month. And many people don't understand that every month, okay, you make your payment, but your interest keep adding to the balance that you have.
So what is your company's name?
Yes, I work from Primerica. Mm-hmm. Primerica is, I think they just turned 48 years old. It's a company with a home base in Georgia. We are dedicated to educate people on finances. Our main goal is prepare families and individuals when the time of retirement comes, you'll be ready to retire. You'll be financially independent. And we try to explain people that financial independence do not mean you're going to be a millionaire. Yeah, you were able to...
I wanted to be a millionaire.
You accumulate that amount of money, fantastic. But financial independence is when the time of retirement comes, you'll be able to continue with the same life that you have, the same standard of life. Yeah, that you don't have to make the decision of, oh, what I buy today, my food or my medicines? Oh, I need a part-time job on a department store or a fast food store to continue my life. No, financial independence is when that time came, you can say, okay, that's it. Now is my time to relax. I work already my 30, 40, whatever amount of years you work, but you are able to stay at home or make a decision with your partner to say, okay, now is our time to travel. Maybe that's about time to move to another country if we want to. Yeah, that you'll be able to do those things after you working all your life.
Yeah. I'm retired, and I could tell you that sometimes it doesn't work that way. It's true what you say.
No, it's true. It's true. And it's because that nobody teach you. Yeah, let me give you an example of my experience, why I'm involved with that and why I'm so passionate. I say that I'm in a crusade to help everybody because what happened to me. In 2018, that was my perfect day. At 9:30 in the morning, I was called to my supervisor's office, something normal because we met regularly because I was a director of a program. And he told me, Javier, this is your last day. There are no money, more money to continue with the program. The founder is going to remove the money for the program. And that was it. That was my last day of work after working for so many years. Then I had that same day an appointment at 1 o'clock to do an echo test. It's a test they do in your heart to find out how your heart is working, is working properly or not. Yeah, because I was experiencing some problems. And my doctor said, okay, let's do this test to see how your heart is working. The funny part is when I was getting ready for the test, the technician was explaining to me how simple it is. This is a very simple test. You just have to take your shirt out. They use a machine that's very similar to the one that they use when women are pregnant to hear the heart of the baby. Yeah, they should do the same thing in your chest. Once we do that, I get the results. I send it to the cardiologist. The cardiologist review them.
It's like an echo.
Yeah, it's an echo test, yeah. They send it back to your doctor, and in like in a month or so, you met with your doctor, and they discuss the results. Okay, that's easy. Okay, the guy was doing the test. I was looking at the monitor. I don't have a clue what is happening. But when he finished, he said, okay, Javier, put your shirt back. Sit down there. I need to talk with the cardiologist. He said, oh, God. Something
then your heart
right
really
here.
Start pounding.
Something
no one
is not right.
He
here.
Wasn't very light. Look, I got to talk to the cardiologist. And my goodness, my heart will go boom, boom, boom.
The way he explained it to me at the beginning was the same way that he's just telling me right now.
Wow.
I was admitted immediately at the hospital for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a condition that my heart was working only at 25%.
Wow, you didn't even know about it.
No. And I feel that I was tired all the time, my legs swollen at night. But other than that, I think that was because I'm getting old. That was my thought.
That's my thought as well.
But it's not. It wasn't not. And that's why what happened is, after I spent my 2 weeks in the 5-star resort, St. Luke Hospital.
And there's always something coming at you after that.
I wasn't out of work because I was just lose my job. And the doctor told me, the cardiologist, hey, Javier, you can work. Hold on. What do you mean I can't work? No, you can't. You have to stay at home at least for a year until your heart get up at least up to 50% of working properly. You say, what do you mean I can't stay at home? I need to work. No, you can't. And then I say, okay, let's see. I do everything, go to school, graduate, get a good job, save money. Okay, I have a 401k plan. I have some money there. It's not a lot. Listen, that probably is enough. Now, in a few months, I was completely broke.
Okay, so you went from having a happy day on 2018, la, 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 I'm out to lunch, and then come back, and there you are that say, sorry, Javier.
Yeah.
And then you're out of work, and then going to the doctor, thinking that it's just like a routine, and you end up 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then the doctor telling you, Javier, you know what? Sorry, pal, but you can't work.
You can't work.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and then thinking that, okay, what I have already saved in my 401k will be enough. And the reality is not. It's not enough. Yeah, in a few months, like I said, I was completely broke.
So what do you do?
I tried to survive as the best I could, just with my wife's salary. All the bills are delayed. Yeah, but
you say,
what you can do?
You say, like we say in Puerto Rico, din marín dedo pingüe. I'll pay this one, I'll pay this late.
Completamente. Hoy pago este, mañana pago este otro. And then I start figuring out this. I'm missing something here, something that I never learned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what I was missing was the financial education. I never was taught that you can do investments, that you can have retirement accounts by yourself. Yeah, nobody teach me that when I was young.
Especially, you know, in the Hispanic community.
Yeah.
We don't get that a lot. Like, you know, we don't have a specific financial planner or anything that would tell us, you know what, you could do more with less if you are more intelligent in, like you said, in investments.
Yep.
Like putting that 401k to work and doing all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you don't know.
Yes. Having a 401k is not enough. You have to have other sources that you put money that grow quicker because their interests are higher. And then, but when I was talking at the beginning with you, when your retirement comes or when an emergency happens, you have the money available.
No, and some people think, okay, if they fire me, I'm going to get that 401k out of there. And I think that's one of the worst things that you could do sometimes.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. Take it out of you because, first of all, if you don't have 59 and a half years, they're going to charge you for remove the money. Yeah, there are only some exceptions that you can take money for your 401k if you are not 59 and a half yet, that they don't charge you for that. Then because you take that money, when taxes came next year, you had to enter that money as an income for your next tax. Yeah, it's kind of tricky. They don't explain to you those things and you don't know it. Yeah, and then you made a mistake. Okay, I pulled my money out. And then what? Now I have to pay because I don't have the age. Plus, I had to, when my tax is coming, I had to put that money as another income for me.
So it's just keep adding debt to debt. Okay.
Yeah.
You see, like, one of the things that we're discussing here is getting prepared for that retirement age is very important. And knowing how is even better.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to try in a short break that we're going to have to get back and talk some in Spanish so our Hispanic listeners will also be able to do this as well. You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audrey Ortiz.
WDIY has been broadcasting since 1995.
This is Mayor Ken Smith. Congratulations to WDIY for signing on the air.
We're with Commissioner Frank Donches of the Bethlehem Police Department.
We welcome Dr. John of the Blend today.
Bob Durow composed, conducted, and played much of the Schoolhouse Rock music.
Three is a magic number.
Step in the antidote to violence is to speak up against it.
WDIY for 30 years.
Welcome back to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz, and I'm here speaking to Mr. Javier Toro. Javier, where can we find you? Like, if we want more information, because I'm going to forget about this at the end. That's why I want to put it out right there. You could tell me in English and you could tell me in Spanish, because this is very important, you know. So give me like phone number, anything that you could give me so people can find you.
Claro. La manera más fácil or the easy way to contact me is via my cell phone, mi celular, mi teléfono móvil. Sería el 484-767-5324, 484-767-5324. Also, because I'm old guy, I use emails more than text or any other things. You can email me to my personal email.
Experience, not old.
Yeah. My personal email is Javier Toro with the number 61 at the end at gmail.com, all together, no spaces or capital letters. Mi número de correo electrónico es javiertoro61@gmail.com. Serían las maneras más fáciles de conseguirme. Y si me llaman y no me consiguen en el momento, por favor déjenme un mensaje que yo les devuelvo la llamada inmediatamente. Y for any reason where you call me, you're not able to reach me, please leave me a message and I will call you right away.
And Javier Toro, to spell it out in English, is J-A-V as in Victor, I-E-R, Javier, Toro, T-O-R-O. Yep. And also you have a website.
Yeah, that's the website of the company that I work with. It's like Primerica.com. There are a lot of information there. If you decide to go to the website and read about it and you need any clarification, feel free to contact me. Usted puede ir a la página de la compañía, que es Primerica.com. Ahí hay muchísima información de los servicios que nosotros ofrecemos. Y si tiene alguna pregunta, por favor, me puede comunicar conmigo en cualquier momento.
One of the things that I have here that you were discussing with me before we came to the air was that you have to pay yourself. Tiene que pagarse usted mismo primero. Like, that's the smartest thing you could do. How can I pay myself all those bills?
Yeah, this is something very simple, but not many people do. Or if they did, they're probably not very dedicated to do that. It's very easy to remove. Basically, what pay yourself means, lo que significa pagarse uno primero, es crear el hábito de ahorrar.
De ahorrar dinero.
It's very simple. Es bien sencillo el crear el hábito de ahorrar. You create the habit of saving money. You have to treat yourself like you are another debt.
Okay.
Yeah, another bill that you are. You are your own bill. What you do anytime you get paid, save some money. The rule of thumb is 10%, but it all depends how much money you make or not. You can save $10 here. If you get paid weekly or biweekly or monthly, take a portion of your paycheck and put it in a savings account. Take them and forget about that money. You think that you are paying a bill. You pay the electricity bill, you don't get the money back. You can go back to the electricity company and say, hey, give me the money back because I need to buy something. No, you have to pay yourself, save that money, and forget that. And many people, when I talk about that, say, well, yeah, but I need the money. Yeah, you need the money because you know the money is available. But you start thinking that the money is not there, then you need to work with the other 90% that you have left. And then you have to figure it out. How I manage my bills, how I manage my daily routines with less money. Yeah. Es muy común pensar que porque no tengo la totalidad de mi salario, pues no voy a tener suficiente dinero para pasar el mes. Pero ahí es que uno se convierte en alguien más creativo. ¿Cómo utilizo el dinero que tengo, que es menos de lo que tenía al principio, para hacer mis pagos, pagar mis deudas, salir a comer una vez que uno quiera salir, hacer mis compras, uno se pone más creativo y utiliza el dinero más inteligentemente.
So, working with your money, using priorities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I when I was working, I said, my goodness, I used to go out like almost every night. Let's go out and eat. Let's go out and eat. Yes. Now if I my husband says, no pizza today. It's just like pizza once a week, mm-hmm. you know, because it's true. You don't know how much money you spend in a restaurant. You know, I said, whoa, like, and it's true. And I had to adapt because my husband retired almost at the same time. So we were two broke people, you know. So that means that we had to manage with what we had. As long as my home was okay, the electricity, all the bills are the main bills that I had water in my house or something. Now I don't go to the nail salon anymore. That's why I don't have any. Mm-hmm. And those things. But then you think about it, it says, those things are extra. So now I understand your point, but I had to go through my bad situation first.
I had
to retire.
I don't have any simple example that happened to almost everyone. Mm-hmm. You go to work, you stop in those gas stations, grocery stores, that I don't want to say names because they don't pay for advertising. And what you do? Okay, I stop for a coffee. I pump some gas in my car, let me get a coffee. You are in the line. What is the first thing that you see when you're in the line? You see all those nice sandwiches.
Mm, sandwichitos.
And y galletitas.
Freshly
made. Y empieza a coger. Yeah, you start grab. Oh, let me take this, let me take that.
Don't forget the donuts.
Yeah, the donuts, yeah. When you're going to pay, instead to pay the $2 or $3 for the coffee, you end up paying $10 or $15.
That were not even your budget.
Yeah, and then you do that 5 days a week. And then you start adding up.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. How much money you spend in a month that you don't have to. And the worst part is you stop for a coffee and you already had two coffees at home before leaving the house.
And not only that.
Yeah.
Before when I was working, at least, you know, you could go to a supermarket and buy something. It was like, it wasn't that but now I have to look at the meat. I said, oh my goodness, what is this? This costs more than like my mortgage, this meat.
You have to be very smart now in how you're using money. And that's one of the things that we do. We're helping people to make smart decisions with their money. Especially now, there's all the uncertainty that are right now in the economy. Like you said, everything is so expensive. Todo está tan caro ahora. Uno tiene que ser inteligente en cómo utilizar el dinero. Y eso es una de las cosas que nosotros le enseñamos a las familias con quien trabajamos.
Especialmente cuando las personas dependen más que del seguro social o de cualquier un cheque mensual. Uno no puede esperar hasta el otro mes otra vez para entonces. So there's a lot of recommendations like for a person that just depends on that social security check or pension check. And then you have to wait all the way to, oh my goodness, I can't buy the eggs until next month, you know.
No, y otra de las cosas que la gente tiene que entender, yo quiero ahorrar dinero, yo quiero retirarme, pero no tienen un plan.
Exacto.
Y de tener un plan no es tenerlo en tu cabeza. A ver, having a plan is not having in your brain. No, you have to read it down. Tienes que tenerlo escrito, paso por paso. ¿Qué yo voy a hacer? Step by step. This is my retirement plan. Yeah, I haven't written, and I followed through. And it's a plan that you have to review constantly. You review in a year. You review in 5 years. Yeah, to see if you are moving forward into the goal that you're looking for. Eso es uno de los problemas que la gente tiene. Queremos un plan, pero no está escrito en ningún sitio.
And also, things that happen to you, like, you know, having some saving for the unexpected.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't expecting that the boss that day was going to say, hey, Javier, goodbye. Or that you were going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or that maybe a family member gets sick or something bad happens.
Yeah.
So you have to be prepared for those bad days. And that comes to every life, believe me.
You need to understand that if you had the money, you should have more than 2-3 different savings accounts. Yeah, an emergency one, just in case something happened immediately, you need some money. Yeah, you have to have one that allow you, in case that you lose your job, you can be continue with your life for at least 5-6 months until you find another job. Yeah, and then you have your goal of retirement plan that you have to work. And another thing that we like to teach people is when you talk about retirement and invest money, people start thinking, oh, but I don't have the $1,000 that I can. No, you don't need thousands of dollars to build a retirement account or an investment account. You can start an investment account with as little as $25, $50 a month.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And those accounts pay you 3, 5, 10 times more than what a savings account in a bank pay you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the same principle that the bank use your money. You put your money in the bank in a savings account with a very low, but for not say nothing, yes, interest in your, and what the bank did. They take your money, they invest the money at 10, 12% interest. They make all the money and don't pay anything to you. Well, you can do it yourself. You don't have to put your money in the bank. You can open a mutual fund or an investment account. The interest are 10, 12%. And you make a lot more money for your retirement than you put in the savings account in the bank.
Wow.
I don't say that you don't have to have an account in the bank. Yeah, you have to have your checking account, your emergency account for money that you need immediately. Yeah, but for your long-term retirement, you have to have a different type of savings account.
Like, I'm listening to you, and we're saying, okay, stay away from high-interest credit cards, sir. They're easy to get and very bad to get rid of.
Yeah.
So you're also telling me that life insurance is high, but we also need our life insurance.
Oh, yeah. That's another of the principles that we teach people. We have to change our mentality about life insurance. Life insurance is an income protection. Let's use that term. It's an income protection.
People don't want to die. Couple, they say, what do we want life insurance for? Because we're going to die.
We have a couple with a couple of kids. Let's say that both of them make $40,000 a year. They're having an $80,000 a year in the household. Suddenly, one of them died. What happened? You drop from $80,000 to $40,000.
Mm-hmm. And you leave the person behind?
Yeah, and then you have one person taking care of the rest of the family. The bills continue to come. The bank don't say, no, don't pay me the house. Your spouse passed away. No, they don't say that. Mm-hmm. They say, you keep paying.
Exactly. You got to pay them or they're going to kick you out.
That's why life insurance, if you had the right one, because that's another thing, there are many different life insurance. If you don't have the right one, you're going to be in the same trouble.
At least get a death life
insurance. Yeah, the term life insurance that is pure death insurance, that's the one that you need.
Yeah, because one of the things I told my kids, you know, I got one because I don't want you on Facebook putting on a fund me for my mom. No, don't put me on fund me. No. That's what I told them. Get one. I'm going to pay it. And if I die, please keep on paying it for your dad, too. I mean, I say it in a way that is funny, but it's life reality. Yeah. You know, we live and we die, and we have to be prepared. And I know, and James is there just putting that 1 minute mark there for me, but there's lots more to talk to you about because Primerica and what you do is to teach and empower people so they will be best fit if they in turn retire and to have a better life.
Yes.
Not just, even if they don't retire, they have these services that will empower.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to
think just on retirement. We have a young couple that they have a kid that just started in school. We can help them to build accounts for college for those kids. They are a 529 account. That is an account that the states have that can help you. There are other type of account that we set up for the kid, and they will be growing that money when the time for college came. They don't even have to get loans. They can pay the college with the money that they were saving. Yeah, there are a lot of different things that you can do to help families manage their money in a more smart way than just thinking, okay, this is for money. No, you day by day, you have to plan how your money works, how you want the money. Yeah, when retirement came, then the money going to work for you. Now, before, you were working for money. When you retire, the money going to work for you. Depends on how much you was able to save and the interest they pay you back, the money will be working for you. Now you live from the money that you save.
Javier, I'm very grateful that you came because Javier vino para enseñarnos a nosotros que nosotros tenemos como buenos stewards, como uno dice, mm-hmm. velar por nuestro salario y ver que las personas que, al menos, mira, conseguirse uno un buen seguro de vida y, o alguien para un seguro que si acaso uno muere, mm-hmm. que el esposo o la esposa o los hijos no estén pendientes a ver quién le va a regalar dos pesos para poder enterrar a uno. Uno tiene que asegurarse que uno está haciendo estas cosas para que su familia esté protegida. Yo le doy un millón de gracias a Javier. Gracias por estar aquí. Y si usted quiere conseguir a Javier, usted puede llamarlo al 484-767-5324. If you want to get in touch with him, 484-767-5324. His name is Javier Toro. And the website is PRIMERICA.com, Primerica, Primerica, PRIMERICA.com. Y ustedes están escuchando, Javier, dale la despedida ahí para decirle a nuestro público.
Bueno, como darle las gracias a Aura por tenerme aquí en su programa y a la audiencia por haber estado con nosotros compartiendo. Espero que la información que le hemos brindado le sea útil. Siéntase en la libertad de comunicarse conmigo en cualquier momento, no hay problema ninguno. Me llaman, si yo no estoy, como dije, me pueden dejar un mensaje. First of all, I want to thank you, Aurea, for the invitation. Feel free to contact me at any time. You can reach me at the moment at the phone. Just leave me a message and we'll get back to you very soon.
This is Aurea Ortiz from WDIY. This is Charla Comunitaria. Gracias por escucharnos.